Chapter 20. The Closing. Each time I found myself stuck again in the coarse earthworm's eye view, I was able to remember the brilliant spinning melody which opened the portal back to the gateway and the core. I spent great stretches of time, which paradoxically felt like no time at all, in the presence of my guardian angel on the butterfly's wing, and an eternity learning lessons from the Creator and the orb of light deep in the core. At some point, I came up to the edge of the gateway and found that I could not re-enter it. The spinning melody, up to then my ticket into those higher regions, would no longer take me there. The gates of heaven were closed. Once again, describing what this felt like is challenging in the extreme, thanks to the bottleneck of linear language that we have to force everything through here on Earth, and the general flattening of experience that happens when we're in the body. Think of every time you've ever experienced disappointment. There is a sense in which all the losses that we undergo here on Earth are in truth variations of one absolutely central loss, the loss of heaven. On the day that the doors of heaven were closed to me, I felt a sense of sadness unlike any I had ever known. Emotions are different up there. All the human emotions are present, but they're deeper, more spacious. They're not just inside, but outside as well. Imagine that every time your mood changed here on Earth, the weather changed instantly along with it, that your tears would bring on a torrential downpour, and your joy would make the clouds instantly disappear. That gives a hint of how much more vast and consequential changes of mood feel like up there, how strangely and powerfully what we think of as inside and outside don't really exist at all. So it was that I, heartbroken, now sank into a world of ever-increasing sorrow, a gloom that was at the same time an actual sinking. I moved down through great walls of clouds. There was murmuring all around me, but I couldn't understand the words. Then I realized that countless beings were surrounding me, kneeling in arcs that spread into the distance. Looking back on it now, I realize what these half-seen, half-sensed hierarchies of beings stretching out into the dark above and below were doing. They were praying for me. Two of the faces I remembered later were those of Michael Sullivan and his wife Paige. I recall seeing them in profile only, but I clearly identified them after my return when language came back. Michael had physically been in the ICU room leading prayers numerous times, but Paige was never physically there, although she had said prayers for me too. These prayers gave me energy. That's probably why, profoundly sad as I was, something in me felt a strange confidence that everything would be all right. These beings knew I was undergoing a transition, and they were singing and praying to help me keep my spirits up. I was headed into the unknown, but by that point I had complete faith and trust that I would be taken care of, as my companion on the butterfly wing and the infinitely loving deity had promised. That wherever I went, heaven would come with me. It would come in the form of the Creator, of Om, and it would come in the form of the angel, my angel, the girl on the butterfly wing. I was on the way back, but I was not alone, and I knew I'd never feel alone again.